Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning, a second-generation family-owned business, wants you to be a part of their team.
So if you have knowledge in HVAC or mechanical work, Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning is excited to offer you top pay and opportunities for advancement with a company that promotes from within. Apply today at any local Holbrook Heating and Air Conditioning location or visit holbrookheating.com. Click on the careers page below the About Us tab and change your career direction with a company that wants to stand behind you.
Your comfort is our business. Holbrook Heating and Air.
Empower your wish list. Whether it's a home renovation, a major purchase, or that much-needed vacation. With an Empower Home Equity line of credit, you can use the equity that's grown in your home to pay for something on your family's wish list. Right now, get a great introductory interest rate for the first 6 months. Apply for an Empower Home Equity line of credit today. EmpowerFCU.com. Insured by NCUA, NMLS number 412348. Membership eligibility required. Loan approval based on certain credit criteria. Equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse. This is the Aflac Insurance Syracuse Legend Show, celebrating and highlighting the best current Syracuse athletes and those former Syracuse legends and greats. Here's your host, Mr. Mike Bristol, broadcasting live from the ESPN studios.
All right, here we are, Syracuse Legend Show, Apex Robin Studio, super intern Corey Bruno, and freshman sensation Joey Spallina in studio. Joey, what's up? Good to have you here in studio. And Apex Rob, you actually signed Joey Spallina. Here we worked on a nice NIL deal.
About that.
Nice.
I meant, you know.
See how this timing, see how I pull things together.
It always works that way for you, Mike.
How this thing just worked out perfectly? What do you think about this freshman sensation? Listen, I had him, he met me at the basketball office. I had to get a couple things done. I had to get the super intern, I had to get the kids to sign a permission slip so that you could use him. I could use their personality in TV commercials, you know, or whatever it might be to promote 3-1-5 Foundation or whatever it is. So Joey, pop up, help me out. So Joey came over and brought his Apex agreement, all signed up, all nice, all digited up, and Jerry McNamara. So I was talking to Jerry for a second. Now Joey leaves, and Jerry goes to me, is that freshman sensation lacrosse player? So how about that? You got one of the legends already saying that you're one of the and that's why I'm using that now. Joey's playing a freshman sensation. What's it like playing for Gary Gate? Get nice and close to that.
He's the best player of all time, you know. So I think to be able to learn from him and, you know, to, you know, bounce ideas off him has been great. And,
yeah,
I mean, it's been awesome.
You ever watch some of his stuff? You know, like the flying, the air gate and all that?
It's sick. Unreal.
You guys can't do that anymore, right? Could you actually jump?
We can. It's just our stick can't hit the pipe, which
they used to do.
I think he got away with back then, but now we can. I don't know why, but.
What do they call it? The air gate?
Yeah, it's the air gate, yeah.
Where you'd either jump off one foot and try to wrap it around, or you'd actually do like a Superman.
Yeah, and like jump like
over the top?
Throw it over,
and dunk it.
Oh, yeah.
But now, can't dunk it.
Now it's hard, yeah. You have to be able to like.
Are you still going to try it though? Like just throw one out?
I mean, yeah. Like if the opportunity is there, I might try it, you know?
How about some of the power lacrosse where Mikey used to rip a backflip or something?
Oh, that? I think I would hurt myself bad, so.
Plus, you're not. I mean, you're a show guy, but you're not like, hey, listen, I don't need to do that. I'm gonna score some goals. I'm gonna get some assists. We're gonna win.
Yep, 100%.
So your dad's the girls lacrosse coach at Stony Brook.
Oh yeah,
is that what it is?
They beat Stanford last night.
Ooh, it's a big W for him.
Oh yeah, they were ranked 17. My dad's 6 or 9, but I think he's about to bump up because 5 and 4 both lost.
So. Very cool. And you've been playing lacrosse since you've been out of the womb, or what?
Oh yeah,
yeah, the whole time.
There's actually a picture of me. I think I was like 3 months old with a stick in my hand. So
your dad's like, you're gonna play. All right, 5 games in your college career. What has surprised you, I guess, and what hasn't surprised you about college level competition?
I mean, like, I've played up my whole life, so I didn't think like the physicality and all that stuff was really that big of a change for me. But I mean, I would say like the goalies are probably the biggest change, you know, just because like they're all so good, you know, like you're not going to find like a bad one, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's been fun. I mean, the speed of the game's great. So yeah, we're just having a great time out there.
Any fear whatsoever getting on the field, or you just played so much, you've been around it so much, coming into this was like anything else?
Yeah, no, I didn't think I had any fear, and you know, I think I was more like eager just to get out there and
see how
play,
you...
yeah.
Did you feel like you needed to not only prove yourself, but how you fared against some of the other guys?
No, I mean, I think I just want to win games, and, you know, I think that's what we're doing. I think that's what we're building for. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't really think like that, and I was just trying to win and, you know...
go from there.
Get this team back to where it needs to be.
You got a sick fade.
I do.
Across the street?
Oh, yeah.
So I go to the boys' Shopping Town Barbershop out at, you go over Bridge Street and you go Joey and Dino and that crew. Who's okay. The crew? Who were these guys? So they're right next to the
Dorsey's or Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's right down the street. Yeah, I mean, it's.
And you started going there since you've been at school, or how'd you find them?
I actually went, today was my first time because.
This wasn't even a guy you even knew.
Well, I knew him because he reached out to me on Instagram and we connected and.
He goes, yo, I want to cut your hair.
He used to cut Rick Beardsley's hair. And
Beardsley? You still see Beardsley?
Oh, he is the best. I call him Uncle Rick. So,
did you know Rick a long time ago?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So okay. Him and my dad are very good friends, and his daughter, Angela, is going to play for my dad next year.
I haven't seen Rick in a while. Is he still in Syracuse? I haven't seen him in a while.
I think so, but I know he's coaching at Bergen Catholic. So.
Okay. All right. So he's
down in
Jersey.
Yeah.
Bouncing back and forth.
Yep.
All right. That's great. So Ricky's a good friend. Rick and I broadcast some games together.
Oh yeah.
We had some fun doing some lacrosse, and he's a character.
He's a character.
Now, did you ever watch any of the stuff that Ricky did where he would play defense against somebody?
Yep.
Take it from the attack
and throw like an 80-yard BTV pass, like,
or
right on the money,
or put it down on the turf in front of him, let him pick it back up again and strip again.
Oh really?
Did you ever see that one?
I actually don't think I've ever seen that, but so that's funny.
What Rick did was humiliated this guy. So he's coming down. Rick obviously flips the ball out, grabs it, sets it back down in front of the guy on the turf and says, pick it up. Guy picks it up, strips him again. in a game.
That's awesome.
How about that? If you're Coach Desco watching that, what would you be doing?
What the?
15 goals you have scored so far. Which one were you most proud of in terms, I guess, the skill involved in the play, how it worked, the game you won, whatever it was? Or was your first goal the biggest? Like, tell me.
Yeah, I mean, my first goal is obviously pretty cool, you know, but I think probably,
go nuts.
I mean, yeah, I went nuts, but, you know, at the time I was a little pissed at myself, you know, I wasn't shooting great, but yeah, I mean, I think I've showed that, you know, that game was an outlier. So yeah, I mean, I think that the BTB goal against Maryland was pretty cool, but yeah, I mean, you know, just got a
sick goal. What are you talking about?
That was sweet. Yeah, that was cool.
Get some highlights going.
Yeah.
You can have Bruno over there just get some highlight reel going for you. You already seeing some unique defenses, people mixing things up a little bit against you?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, it's just like teams do different things each game, which going back to your first question, I think that was probably one of the bigger changes is how quick defenses can adjust, and, you know, every defense is good. So, but yeah, I mean, just like, you know, playing against some of the best defenders in the country has been pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm just excited just to keep on going.
You're doing a nice deal with us, Elite NIL. And we're finding you some deals. You obviously do some stuff. Your dad's handling some stuff for you.
Oh, yeah.
You're working with Rob. Discuss that little Apex action for you, going there for your first photo shoot. I mean, that's got to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like being an athlete, you know, doing the photo stuff. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I went there last night, and, you know, I did some laser tag, and I think that was the first time I've played laser tag since like third grade, so I was pretty excited. So but yeah, and then they had axe throwing, which is the coolest thing ever, but it's actually
hard.
Really hard.
Yeah,
like you have to throw it like perfectly, and like it's crazy, which is, that was the first time I've done that. And then I did some bowling, which I'm a very good bowler.
You're a good bowler.
I'm very good
for real. You
very,
got some skill bowling?
Yes.
Wait a minute. We gotta step back here. So, lacrosse bowling champion.
Yep.
Did you bowl in high school?
So, every year before football season, before lacrosse season, our teams would go and our teams would bowl. And, you know, I was just like, that was the only time I ever went. And I was just, you know, I was just so dialed in, you know, because you have to beat the guys on your team. So, but yeah, I mean, I was pretty good at it.
Do you actually put your fingers in the holes and do the whole spin thing?
I don't spin. I just try to throw it
straight
down
rip.
The straight. Yeah, just go straight. And
I used to take it. We'd go to Rocket Bowl, and I wouldn't even put my hands in. I would take it and I'd cut it.
Oh, yeah? You would, like, spin it?
But I'd gun in the air, so it went, like, 8 feet in the air and hit the, and people would get mad.
That's crazy.
Probably wasn't good.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that at Apex and see if
Please
I can
don't.
Break Rob's floor. That's so funny that, and you obviously beat the guys because you were, everybody else was probably goofing around, but you're so competitive.
Oh, yeah,
you
had I was locked in.
That's hilarious. So the partnership's going to be blast. You get to go up there, have some food, hang out.
No doubt.
You have a girlfriend yet?
I do not have a girlfriend, so if there's any girls
listening, you know? Bruno, you can put something together. We'll do a little profile on Joey Spallina.
But yeah, no, I do not have a girlfriend.
No lady. And no one's knocking on the door or what? Come on.
I mean,
you're focused.
Season right now, I'm dialed in.
Yeah, you're focused.
I don't think you'll have a problem.
No, I don't think so. Well, especially he's got a new fade now.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up with a coach, we talked about that and your dad and doing his thing. How much do you discuss lacrosse with him, and does he break down the games for you? Do you guys do some of that?
I mean, he's also in season, so...
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about lacrosse all the time. I mean, we talk every day, so... But yeah, I mean, we always talking about lacrosse, and I'm always talking about his team, and he's always asking me stuff. But it's not all the time we talk about lacrosse, you know, just dad and son, stuff like that. So,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to have him and, you know, to bounce ideas and stuff like that. But, yeah.
We've got Joey Spallina on Freshman Sensation, according to Jerry McNamara. Mm-hmm. And nice compliment, by the way. We hear all the stories about, let's talk about Mount Sinai. You racked up, 501 or 2? I forgot what I was reading. Career.
Seven.
What was it?
507.
Seven. Look at that. I was off. What did I say? 501? This guy's got his stats down. 507 career points.
Yep.
Discuss that, all your teammates, who was responsible for that, your work ethic, everything. I heard you're a crazy work ethic guy, too. You're up at 5 every morning, lifting and all that.
That was my
thing. Let's talk about the career points first, and I want to get into the work ethic.
All right, so, I mean, I'm a public school guy. You know, that's the one thing I will say is nothing like winning a championship with your best friends and your brothers, which, you know, I was lucky enough to play with them both, and they're both coming here next year. Which is cool.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I had some great teammates. You know, I had actually my 8th grade year, I will say, was the most fun I've ever had playing lacrosse. Just because, like, nobody really, like, knew me yet. So I was just, you know, I was out there. I was like 15, 16. I was just just having a great time. And I played with JoJo Pareko, who's now the leading scorer at Marist that year. And then the year after that, I played with Russ Marr, who's now at Hopkins, who was awesome. And then obviously didn't play my 10th grade year because of COVID, which is...
Yeah, exactly. Everybody feels
but,
the same.
And then my junior year, that was probably one of our best teams. I had our goalie was unreal. And even though I think he went to Elon just to do school, but... his name was Matt Graffio. Defense, we had Mikey Trapp, AJ Volkman, Jackson Marr, Dylan Seguir, who's now at Cuse. And our midfield, that was a deep team. We ran two midfield lines. Nick Colantonio, Derek Takis, Ryan Jones. All those guys are playing D1. Gavin Takis, who's at Stony Brook, James Coretta, who are both of my best friends, they're at Stony Brook in Georgetown, and then my brother Jake was on that group too, who he's coming here next year. And then the attack was me, Lucas LaForge, who was my buddy. He was in ninth grade, so I took care of him.
Nice. You know,
if anybody ever gave him crap, you know,
you're
I
on
was
top
there,
of it.
Yeah. And then Patrick Deckert, who was my righty attack, when I think that year he had like 40 goals or something. He was really, really good.
Wow.
But yeah, that team was great. We played a Greatman Hassett team in the LIC, and we beat them that year. You know, they beat us the following year. But I had my coaches were Luke DeQuino, who's a 4-year starter at Albany. I think he's 2-time All-American. He was really, really good. He was our offensive coach. And then Harold Drum, who's I don't know if you guys know him, but supposedly he was like one of like the best defenders in his. You know, in his generation, he's a 4-time All-American at UMass. So
what a crew! You know,
yeah, we had some fun. Yeah. You know?
All right, work ethic. I want to talk that.
Yeah.
Now, I think your dad was telling me this, and we were talking. You're a 5 a.m. guy every day.
Every day.
No,
I started that. So it's actually a funny story why I started that. after my ninth grade year, we lost in the county championship to Shoreham. And